This morning, we speak with Fedalise Cruz, a personal stylist. Good morning, Fedalise.
Good morning, Annalyn.
Yes. First, what is vision casting?
Yeah, there's actually two different ways of looking at a vision. You'd have a vision as a team or as a group. So there are many organizations, businesses, companies that have their own vision statements. They'll do that as a whole and collectively. But today we'll be speaking about your personal life vision. So as an individual, what do you want to see in the next 2 to 3 years, or what do you want to achieve for your future? So that's the kind of vision we'll be speaking about today. And vision casting really is all about being clear in what you want to do in life and why you're doing it. So I know, you know, with all my clients I've had so far, that's one of the biggest things that we chat about, is that, you know, they kind of know what they want to do, but they're not sure about writing it down or having a clear personal life vision statement. So that's something that I'll help them do for the vision casting. And, you know, people are asking me, what is the casting about? Why is that? Couldn't you just do vision? Or, you know, but casting really means...
Yeah, sometimes when you say casting, it's in television.
What is that? Yeah. So vision casting, what is that about? So casting, I mean, there's two definitions of the casting. Probably you'll hear it like when you cast something, when you're making something or creating something. Actually, I think they say it's like when you're pouring something to a mold and you're creating something. So casting your vision, making it, creating it, realizing what it is that you really want to do. And the second definition for that is to launch it, to propel somewhere.
Like to implement it.
Yeah, like, you know, when you cast a stone to the sea kind of thing. So you're throwing it somewhere. And for me, I mean, I want to share with you. So I'm a Christian and I believe that it's something that it's God-given. So I believe that once we've found our vision and we've created it, we give it back unto God. So that's what I believe. So it's nothing new. It's something that's been happening many, many, many years back. So I'm excited to be sharing that this Saturday at the workshop.
We had you in a program, I think last year or 2 years ago, where you talk about personal development.
Oh, yeah.
This is quite different because personal development, styling yourself, dressing yourself, something like that. And what do your vision casting workshop aims to do?
Maybe I'll share a little story about how it evolved. So 2 years ago, we had a chat and we're talking about my personal styling business. During that time, you know, after a year or so, I was really asking myself, how can I better serve my clients? Now, how can I serve them more in a deeper level and, you know, more than just what we're wearing, how we present ourselves. And I thought, okay, I think life coaching is the one. So that's how it evolved. And now I've combined personal styling and life coaching, and I found that to be such a powerful tool for my clients. And yes, and for the workshop, I guess it's, you know, I've done personal styling workshops before, but this one's just taking it to another level. The workshop is on Saturday. And it's going to be at the Little Space at Bondi from 10 to 4 p.m. I've invited three other amazing women, and they'll be sharing, you know, some amazing insights. And there's going to be three other speakers alongside me. So first I'll be talking about vision casting. And then we've got Jamie Lee. She's a financial entrepreneur and a business analyst. She'll be speaking about creating wealth and financial freedom. So this is like setting goals towards saving or investing as well. You know, as you know, women, we love to shop, right?
Shop, yeah.
We love to do those, you know, wardrobe and things like that. So we make sure that we put some money aside as well towards that. And then we've got Josephine Lau. She's going to be talking about holy yoga. She's a holy yoga teacher and therapist. And in her session, she'll be talking about health and wellness, all about bone health, yoga therapy, and the benefits of, you know, having the right posture. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Christina Bakos, she's a skincare professional, and she'll be talking about how to look after yourself, like self-love, understanding the skin you're in, yeah, and basic skincare routine. So, yeah, really looking after yourself.
Yeah. She's half Filipino, is she?
Yeah, Christina, I think she's half Filipino. And just like me, I think she understands Tagalog, but she doesn't really speak.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned earlier about life coaching. I am hearing about life coaching much more nowadays. Is it a new trend in coping about life's challenges nowadays?
Yeah, even for me, once I got into the Beautiful You Life Coaching Academy, that's when it all opened up for me, this whole you know, universe of life coaching. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize this existed. But life coaching, you know, it's actually been around for decades. And last week, I was actually reading this article, and it says that life coaching is the second fastest growing industry in Australia, you know, second
to IT.
Yeah. So even reading that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. They say that life coaching is now $2 billion industry now. And so definitely we'll be starting to see a lot more life coaches popping up.
Yeah. And I also heard many Filipino Australians are getting into courses of life coaching.
So, I mean, it's incredible that I think it's, you know, behind the scenes, it's been there, and it's just all of a sudden we're starting to notice it. And because it's the industry, it's just booming at the moment. So it's, you know, it's not considered exotic, or it's not for the rich and famous to have a life coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of like having a personal trainer now. And so it's going to be much more common.
Are there a lot of Filipinos who are getting into courses like this? Like, they go to workshops, they attend workshops. Are there lots of Filipinos, or they don't really need it?
For the workshop, yeah, absolutely. I've found that over the times that I've been doing the vision casting workshop, more people are asking about it. So this workshop is actually only twice a year. So January, when you're starting to, you know, you want a fresh start.
It's a new year, yeah.
Yeah, so you want to start a clear vision for the year. So we do it in January. And then now in July, we do a mid-year kind of reassessing, okay, you were there last time, how did we go? And, you know, getting back on track. And I've found that more people are more responsive to it. And there's more people saying, you know, when's the next one? I can't make it this time, but when can I, you know? So yeah, there is a need there.
Yeah. Do you think the life coaching industry will be competitive in the next 2 or 5 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe right now, I mean, there's plenty of, well, there's different types of coaching.
Yeah.
So there's business coaching, life coaching, academics. It's very different. So I guess in a way that when you say, is it going to be competitive? It really depends on the perspective. For me, I believe that I would always stand out. And individually.
Because you're doing a different
one.
Yeah.
So individually as a coach, different way, they will always stand out. There will be that competition, but there's always that thing that makes you different, that, you know, you look at it in a different way and different perspective. And I guess what my tip would be, if you were looking for a coach, because I know there'll be lots of coaches now, and I think a lot of people would be a bit like, who, you know, how do I choose the right coach for me now that there's so many of them? I would say really look for someone that's a certified coach. For me, I'm a beautiful you life coach. I studied with them. They've taught me so many insights, so many things that I could share towards women. And the second thing would be, what kind of coach are you looking for? Like a business coach or a life coach, perhaps? And then maybe the last and important thing would be having that connection, because you'll be working with them, you know, intimately. You want to be able to trust them.
And you're sharing your life with them.
That's right. Like, you've got to be comfortable. Tell them your story. So really, that's the important part, is that you'll be able to connect with them and have a bit of chemistry, I guess. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Fidelis Cruz, for sharing your vision casting, and good luck with your workshop.
Yeah, so I'm excited this Saturday. You can get some information through fidelliscruz.com. Thank you so much. Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.